It's 6:04. This is CPR News. Colorado voters will decide whether to create a new program to provide paid family leave for many workers. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The proposal's backers turned in more than 200,000 valid signatures, more than enough to qualify for the state's November ballot. If approved, the law would require businesses to provide 12 to 16 weeks of leave for childbirth and other family medical reasons. Starting in 2023, workers and employers would pay premiums worth almost 1% of workers' regular income. That money would go into a state-run fund that would then pay partial wages to workers who are on leave. Businesses with fewer than 10 workers and employers with their own paid leave benefits would not have to pay the premiums. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Will it be a snowy winter in Colorado? The Farmer's Almanac is out with its prediction for winter. Here's CPR's Paolo Jalcita.
The publication forecasts that Colorado will see a frigid winter with an above-average amount of snow. The magazine has long drawn the ire of meteorologists for its predictions. Peter Goebel with the Colorado Climate Center says their methodology is questionable.
Oftentimes, the Farmer's Almanac will look accurate because what people see when they look at the maps is just really general, colorful descriptions of the normal climate for a winter for each region.
Goebel notes that sometimes the almanac predictions are correct by mere chance, and this year, because of wildfires and widespread drought, he hopes that's the case. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
And meanwhile, wildfire season continues. Governor Polis has authorized the Colorado National Guard to use aerial water buckets to help with firefighting efforts in the state. Crews will use Black Hawk helicopters that can carry nearly 500 gallons of water each and a Chinook helicopter that can carry about 2,000 gallons. Wildfires burn on and the weather today won't help. It's staying sunny and hot. This is CPR News.